Akrivoisoi. Rashi says there's an extra pasuk over here, something about a korban. So Malamed, we learn from this pasuk, Shekoifenoisoi. So we could force somebody to bring this korban. Rashi says, Lakayim divrei nidroi. Mashrim, if somebody made a neder, is going to bring a korban oilu, let's say, and he doesn't want to bring it, so we could mamish force him to bring it. Yochel ba'korchon, mamish, we could mamish beat him up and force him to do it really ba'korchon. Tamalayim with the ritzainai. No, the pasuk says the korban has to be brought by goodwill. The ritzainai, you have to have rotzon. So a case said, how do you have the tupsukim? Can we force you or can't we force you? So famous klal, koifen oisa yachiyem ritzani. We could force you, but until at the end you have to say, I'm willing, ritzani. That's called the ritzainai. The famous Rambam that says that the pshat is every single Jew really wants to do good. So only the Yetzer on the outside tells you not to. So when we beat you, whip you a little bit, till you say you want to, the pshat from wanting is not a force of wanting. It's called really you want to do it. Like here, the guy made a neder, he has to bring a korban. So outside, the Chesed Yetzer is bothering, I can't do it right now. But when we hit you, beat you, and you finally say, yes, I'll do it, we say the guy really means it now. So that's called the ritzainai. The question is, in his heart, he doesn't want it. What do I care if he says roitzani, if he says it's okay, but the chur in his heart, though, we should say, really, he doesn't want it. El alav isn't a pshat, and this is before the Rambam's pshat. But pasha, the havamina is right now, we hit the guy, until finally he says yes. So we know that yes is a phony yes, he doesn't really mean yes. He's only saying yes, because he doesn't want you to hit him. But in his heart, lachura, the guy really does not want to bring the carbon. Still we say no, since he says roitzani, that's good. The question is why, v'yamai? Ha'beli b'lanichale, in his heart he doesn't want. El alav, isn't it? Mishum yamin edvarm shavlev, ain't edvarm. Because we say what's in your heart doesn't count. What counts is what you speak out. And if you speak out and you say now roitzani, that's enough. Tamar says no, v'dil mishani osa, maybe here it's different. Tiyanan siddh rambam svara. Tiyanan sadi denichale b'kapara. There's a svar that a person really wants the kapara. Like if you have to bring the korban, it's good for you to bring it. So at the beginning you're refusing, pepper. But once we give it to you and you decide to say yes, when you say yes, you really mean it. Here it's better. Here it's not called Dvarim Shebleiv. Maybe Dvarim Shebleiv means something, maybe. But here you can't bring any proof, because here when the guy says, wait to me, I want to bring the korban, we say it really means it. Elif so may seifa, bring another proof in the seifa. It says, the the same way you give a get to your wife, or else the if we force you to free your slave. There are certain times when we force the man to give a get to his wife, or we force the master to be Meshacher his Evid, so even though he doesn't want to, we force him. Until he says, yes, I want to. The question is again, V'yamai. What do I care if he says now, okay, I want a right to have the get written? What do I care if the man says yes? But since we just forced him to say yes, like for sure we know he doesn't want it. So, here should be a proof that even though in his heart we know the guy doesn't want to give the get, doesn't want to free his heaven, but since the Meister we got him to speak out and to say, right, Sonny, we go after his words, what he said now. And what's in his heart doesn't count. So this should be a proof to Rava, Dvarim Shebelev, Einem Dvarim. Marzgen says no. V'dil mashani osim. Still, maybe here it's different. Mishum de mitzvah lishmaya dubri chachamim. We're talking about now that for some reason the chachamim are telling you to give the get to your wife or to free your eved. Not stam we're beating you up. So since there's a mitzvah involved to listen to the chachamim, maybe here like we have the Rambam svara that since you're doing something good, even though first the Yetzer is telling you not to do it, but after we beat you up and you decide and say yes, we say for sure you mean it. You're maskin tak and you want it. And therefore here it's not called Dvarim Shebleiv. Here we say it's good. Morris says, therefore we have no proof to Rav yet. Elom Rav Yosef. Yosef says like this. Mehocha. We'll learn from over here better. Elom Rav Yosef Mehocha. It says from the Al-Mishnah. Ha-Mekadish Es-Isha. If you marry your wife. V'yomer and you speak out. Kisobra Yisi Shikhanis. I thought that she was a Kahanis. Farehi Levi. And really all she is a Leviya. Or else Levi. I thought that she was a Bas Levi. The name says Kanis, it comes out she's a Bas Kanis. Or else I thought she was poor. Varehi Yashira, see now she's rich. Or else the opposite way, Yashira, I thought she was a rich lady, and that's why I married her. And now Varehi Aniya came out now, find out she's only an Aniya. Alok Rizma Kadeshis. The Kedushin is good. Nifnei Shalohi Tosoi. Because she did not fool him. In other words, she did not say anything, Vishas Kedushin. The man later is just speaking out and saying, no, I thought that you were rich. And now I see you're poor. but it was not a condition spoken out for Shas the Kedushin, like the Chosin, like she didn't say these things. So therefore we say here, what? The Kedushin is good. Question is, V'amai, Hokoma, but the husband is saying though, Kisavra Yisi, I thought. So the Chura, what he's telling us right now is, that in his heart, when he got married to her, he only married her because he thought she was rich. And the Chura now, when it comes out that she's poor, the Chura, we should have said that if you go after his heart, the Kedushin should not be good. Because he's telling us right now clearly that when he married her, he thought she was rich. So that means in his heart, he only married her because he thought she was rich. Now later, when he finds out she's poor, so true, he didn't speak anything out. So therefore we say it's Mekadeshus. But this should be a proof again, we don't go boss of the lave. Ela mishum diarminan dvorim shablev ena dvorim. Since the man was only thinking this in his heart, but Lamaisi did not speak out any condition b'shas the kedushin. So even though in his heart he only wanted to marry because she was rich, we say, so what? You didn't speak it out. You spoke out stam areyam mekadeshus li, no matter what. So therefore, even though she's not the way you thought she is, still she's mekadeshus. Skotzaraya dvorim shablev lohevi dvorim. All right, turn over. Mar says, Omalei, Abaye says, no. Dilma, maybe, Shani Yosem, here it's different to Lechumra. Maybe Taka Lechumra, we say, we're not afraid of Dvorim Shablev, and we say the Kedushin is good. But Enoch Nami, maybe Lekulu, we would not say it. In other words, Lechumra, we said that she's Mekadeshes, and he has to give her a get. But Enoch Nami, we also have to be afraid that maybe the Kedushin is no good, and they won't be able to live together, he's going to have to give her a get. All it says here, Mekadeshes, maybe it only means Lechumra. But maybe Dvorim Shablev we have to be afraid about. So again, there's no proof. Elohim Rabbayim Yochvim here. The Kulam, it says in our Mishnah, all these cases, Afa Pi Sha'omra Belibi, Hoyel is Kaddishloi, Afa Bekinenim Kaddishis. What happened here? The Chosin spoke out, I'm a Nasan, I'm a Koyen, I'm a Nasan, I'm a Levi, I'm a Nasan, I'm rich. And then it comes out, it's not the way he said. So he fooled her. So the Mishnah says, Enim Kaddishis. Even though she says that, believe me, in my heart, I didn't care, I would still want to marry you. Still we say in the Mekadeshes. The question is, Ramai, Hokomra, believe me, Hoya. She says in my heart, I don't care whether you're a Kohen or a Levi. I want to still marry you. Said so, why don't we say the Kedushin is good? So her should be a Raya, that what she says in her heart doesn't mean anything. We go, boss, to what we hear, and what we hear was that the Chosin said, B'shas the Kedushin, Al Menas, I'm marrying on the condition that I'm a Kohen, and she didn't say right then out, I don't care. Since she didn't say it, we say, what we hear is, he has to be a Kohen, and therefore we find out that he's not a Kohen, it's Enim Kedeshes. Tamar says, no, V'dil Meshani Hosom, Kivin the Asnayu, Lavko Kemine the Okru Lola Tanai. Maybe here it's a little bit different. Since the husband made a Tanai, he spoke out clearly, Al Menas, Shani Kohen, so therefore even though Dvorim Shebelev means something, usually, but here that her lev should be so strong to uproot his condition, that we don't say. Because he spoke out a condition, B'shas the condition. You can marry me, I'm an Asan, I'm a Kohen. So in order to uproot the condition, Dvorim Shevlev won't be enough. But maybe if it's not a question of uprooting a condition, maybe Dvorim Shevlev means something. Elo Amar Rav Chiyah Baravin Uvdehevei Bei Rav Chizda, the Maisa Bar Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda Bei Rav Huna. Well, and they asked this question, how do we know this Yisoyed of Dvorim Shebelev, Lohevi Dvorim, or Pashtur Meho? They brought it from this proof, from this case. Ha'oimel L'shlucha, somebody tells the Shliach, Hova Li Menachaloin, I want you to go bring me something that I left on top of the window. Moyes, it was money, and this was money of Hegdish. So the question is, are you over the Yisim Mila? Like you forgot you had money of Hegdish in your house, and you thought it was irregular money. So you told the Shliach, please bring my money that I left on the window. Oymenat Luskuma, on the taskon, on a chair he left it. The Heviloy, and the Shliach brought it. Afropi Shama Balabayas Lahoyali Belibi, Elo Alze, even though the Meshalach says, I only had a mind for you to bring me for something else. Kiva Shaviloy Mizer, Balabayas Samoel. Since Lamaisa he brought from what the Balabas told him, even though the Balabas says, I had in mind someplace else, still, we say it's Yeshliach here, and we had before by Milu, we say Yeshliach of the Bar Avera to Meshalach Chayiv. The question is, Amai, why is the Meshalach Chayiv? Hokom, I believe me. He says, though, in my heart, though, I did not want you to bring this, I want you to bring me something else. So why don't we go after his heart? Elulav, isn't it? Mishum Darina, we say no, Dvorim Shablev, ain't a Dvorim. What you say in your heart, think in your heart, means nothing. We go, Bosa, what you say. and you told the shliach, bring me the money from the window, and he went and brought you money from the window, and if it was shel hegdish, so he did the shlichus, you're over mila, you're chayiv mila. So you see, we don't go bossy your life. Samar says again, v'dil mashani yosam de lamiftura nafshe mikorban kosi. No, maybe here, you know why the guy is saying in his lave, in his heart, he thought of a different place? Maybe he's lying. There's usually lave, we could trust you. But over here, we're afraid the guy's lying. Because what he wants to do is free himself from a korban. Like this, if the shliach brought what he wanted, so the balabas is chay of the yisamila, he has to bring a korban mila. If he's going to speak out and say that in my heart, I really thought that you should bring me something else, and now you brought me this, I don't want you to be a shliach, so he's not going to be chay of the korban mila. So maybe here the guy is lying. Maybe that's why we don't believe him. The Gemara says, no, if the guy wanted a lie, heavily lemeim amazed heavy. He could have said that if he wanted to free himself from the korban, he just could have said, I knew what I was doing, I was amazed. And then he's potter from the korban. The Gemara says, no, that's not a good way out. Because loyovid inish to meshavi nashu rishah, a person doesn't want to make himself into a rasha. It's not nice. He doesn't want to say that I knew what I was doing, I did it amazed. So therefore he wants a lie and free himself by a korban. So the way he wants to lie, he is saying that in his lave he thought something else. Samara says, still no. Hevel elayim and eskarti. He still could have freed himself better. He could have said that in the middle, the balabas says, I remember that it was shel mila. The Tanan, we learned like this. Niska balabai said, the balabas remembers after he sent the shliach that it's hegdish. And now he doesn't want to do it anymore. Vela niska shliach. The shliach does not remember. So the shliach is a complete shaygig. He thinks he's taking regular money, even though really it's money shel hegdish. So locher is shliach moel, the shliach is moel. So therefore again, from this case, is a good proof. Here it's a good proof then, dvorm shebelev, loy havi dvorm. Because the guy is not lying. If the guy wanted a lie to free himself in a korban, he has an easy way out. He could have just said, niskarti, I remembered. He would have been freed from a korban. So since he tells us not that he remembered, but believe me, in my lave, I wanted you to take from someplace else, we believe in what he's saying, he's not lying. If so, why do we say he's still chayiv the korban? Elamai, because we say the klal is dvorim shevelev, loy hevi dvorim. What you say in your heart means nothing. What you think in your heart is not enough. We only go bosta deeper while we hear from you. And we heard you told the shliach, bring me the money from the window, and he went and took you that, brought you that money, so you did the shlichus, therefore it's yeshlich of barvei. So this is the proof that we hold dvorim shevelev means nothing. But now the Gemara says the Rasan case with something. There was a man. He sold his property again because he decided to move to Eretz Yisrael. Solik, he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't live there. Some conditions were too hard to live there. So he came back right away. And then Feshtetzchi wants to get his property back again. Omar Rav Rava says, "Kol this Solik, Adaita Lemederhu. Vola Yistale. Whoever goes up there has that to live there. And he did not live there. So Rashi said, "Hevele command le motzi le meisik for adizvini." Therefore, he has the right to retract and get his money back. See, Rashi speaks that here the case was as over this. The master Rashi says, "Uporishle." He spoke out. Here the case is the guy told the person he's selling the house to, "I'm selling you my house." You know why? Because I plan to move to Eretz Yisrael. So now we say when a person speaks out that he means Amanasi plans to live there. Now, if the person went there and decided he can't live there and he comes back, so he has a right to retract. Because I only sold it to you on a condition that I'm going to live there. Now that I see I can't live there, I have a right to retract. Ika the army, some say no. Adaita lemesik, no. He sold his property, told the guy, because I have das to go up to Eretz Yisrael. You know what that means? To go. And vahasolikle, this person went up there. Since he went up there, this sale takes place. Whether he lives there or not, it doesn't make a difference. So since he went up there, he was mekayim the tanai, the sale takes place. So that's the machlokes. When you sold your property, al manas, you're going to go up to Eretz Yisrael, what do you mean by speaking out? Do you mean to say in the condition that I'm going to live there, I'll be satisfied there? Or else, no, what you meant to say is, al manas, I go up. And since you went up already, that's it. Hahu garva, there was a man, tizavnin l'nichtei adayt l'meisek l'Eretz Yisrael. Again, he sold his property, al manas, he planned to move to Eretz Yisrael. L'soif l'solik, at the end it came up that he did not go up. So Amar Rav Ashi, Iboi solik, if he wants to, he could go up. So Rashi says, like it's still up to you, like who told you not to go? True, you sold the property because you said you're going to go up. But you could still go up, see, even though you didn't go up yet, so what? You can still go up now, the sale is still good. Ikki the army son say, I boy loy solik. So Rashi says, but to me alike, me also. Now they answered back, is he an honest? Did anything come up that he can't go up? In other words, since he still could go up, so the sale still takes place. Ikki b'nai, what's the difference between these two lishoinas? The yisyalad unsa biyocho. Let's say an accident happened, something happened on the way, that now he can't go. So if we say that you should have went up, so here he tried to go, he couldn't make it. But if we say the first lashon is lamaisiya, you said you wanted to go and you still could go, so therefore we say the sale still takes place. Somebody tells the shliach like this, say the kaddish le'isha plainis, go and marry me this lady, the mokum plaini, she's living in L.A. For holach, and the shliach went, he married her in San Francisco. So lachar is, ain't the mekadesh, the kedushin is no good. The chosin said clearly, if tonight I want you to marry her in L.A., and not someplace else. Harehi b'mokum plaini. Let's say the chosin just said to the shliach, listen, she lives in L.A. He didn't say marry her in L.A. He just said she is in L.A. The kitchen b'mokamacher, then the shliach met her someplace else in San Francisco and married her there for you. The din is a raise of Mekadeshes. Then it's good. Because the chosin didn't stick out a condition, I want you to marry her for me, daft in L.A. He just said, that's where she lives. If you marry her someplace else, it's also good. Most of the Tanan Nami Gabi Gittin, we learn the same chilek by Gittin. Hoi metzunu get lishtev. A man makes a shliach to give a get to his wife. And he tells her like, tells the shliach this. B'mokam plaini. I want you to give the get to my wife in this place. For Nosla the Mokamacher post, the get's no good. The husband wanted dask in L.A., not someplace else. What about if the husband just says, Harei the Mokamplaini? You should know my wife is living now in L.A., and that's all he said. But he didn't say you have to give it there. For Nosla the Mokamacher, and the Shliach found it someplace else, kosher. So the same case, there's two places in Gittin and in Kedushin. Mer says, Tzurich, I need to swear both places. The Yashmin and Gabi Kedushin, I only have to swear by Kedushin. I tell you, B'mokam, de la Kurva Kosi. Kedushin, when you come close to her, Pai asks for Rachmile. In this city where you want to told the Shia to marry your people like you, so they'll talk her into marrying you, that's why you want the Shia Dafka to marry her in L.A. But like Mamle Milia like, people won't talk bad about you. Pai asks her, but he's afraid if you marry in San Francisco, there he has enemies. Sani Le, Mamle Milia like, people will say bad things about me, so by Kedushin is a svara the man Vadafka wants you to marry in this city where I told you to. Because I have friends there, so there I know she'll agree to marry me. If you need it someplace else, I'm afraid something would happen. Ah, well, Gabi Gittin, Mashenka, when you're giving your wife a get, you don't care anymore. So Rechayka Kossi, you're getting rid of her already. Hey, Malayichdisle, what body you care where you give her a get in L.A. and San Francisco? So maybe there I would say there's no Hakpada. Kamashvila, no, still, if the husband says, I want you to give the get for Dafka in L.A., he means L.A. Now, v'yashmina gabi gerishin, if I'd only learned this halacha by gerishin, I would tell you, b'ho asra nichalei, de nivzei, because still it's a little bit embarrassing to give a get. So I would have said to say, in this city he doesn't mind to be embarrassed. V'hai asra nichalei, but maybe in another city it bothers him to have a get, to be give a get in a different city. Ava gabi gedushin em l'ichdesle, but maybe this part there's no embarrassment in getting married. So maybe it shouldn't make a difference to you where you marry her. Tzrich, no, still I need this first svara, even by Kedushin also, the husband is a Dafka Makbid in L.A., because there I have friends, and there they'll speak good about me, so she'll be asking him to marry me. Therefore, in both cases, it's Padafka, and therefore, if he changes, it's Einem Kedushin. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding Daf Nun Nomer Aleph, the second Mishnah. If you marry your wife, on a condition you speak out that she does not have any nedarim. And then later you found that she has nedarim, that she made a neder that she can't do certain things, and obviously the husband doesn't like that. So the lachar is ain't the mekadeshes. The kedushin is not chalat bottle, and he doesn't have to give her a get either. Since he spoke out clearly, almanas on a condition that she does not have nedarim, and if lady she does have, then it's enem kedushas. What about konsa stam? He married her stam. He did not speak out anything b'shas the kedushin. But just later on, v'nimtzu le nedarim. Later on, he finds out that she does have nedarim that she made from before, and that the husband cannot be made for. Therefore, the locher is teitzei. He has the right to get rid of her, but our koponim he has to give her a get since he did not speak out this condition. But shalei b'ksubasa. B'ksuba. He does not have to pay her the ksuba, since he's getting rid of her because of her fault that she has these nedarim. What about Amanah Sheinu Le'amumim? Let's say the husband speaks out when he marries her only on a condition that she has no blemishes on her body, she has no mumim, and then later v'nimtzu bo mumim, we find out that she does have mumim, the lacha is ainu mekudeshes, the kedushin is not chal, he doesn't have to give her a get even. Since he spoke out a clear condition, and the condition is not true, and therefore it's ainu mekudeshes. What about konso stam? Let's say the husband marries her stam. He doesn't speak out anything b'shasti kedushin, or even b'shasti nesuyin. The nimtza bo mumin, and then later we find out that she does have a mumin. So again, we say Taitzi has a right to give her a get, but and shalai b'ksuba, he does not have to pay the ksuba since it's her fault that he's giving her the get. Now shakol ha mumin ha poislim b'kahanim poislim b'noshim. All the different type of mumin blemishes that you have in the body that the Gemara in Mechorvus talks about, if a kohen has it, he's possible to do the avoda. A kohen that has a mum can't do the avoda. So the body does not look nice. The same thing by your wife also. These are things that could bother the husband. And therefore the husband has the right to get rid of her and without giving her a ksuba. Now the Gemara says, "Utanan nami gabi ksubis." We have the same halachas in Masechet Ksubis. So what do we have to have it twice for? Ki agavna, just like we have it over here. So I'll tell you, hofet kedushin etzrichalei. Here the chiddush is the kedushin chalonat. Torno, therefore here it also puts in already ksubis. The halacha of ksubis, after kedushin, because of kedushin, hosom over there ksubas itzruchle. There, the main chiddush is about hilchos ksuba, that if you give her the get, you do not have to pay the ksuba. Tony kedushin after ksubas. There, it also says halachas about kedushin. So when you marry her, that if you spoke out the conditions, the kedushin is not chal. If you did not speak it out, you married a stam, then we say the kedushin is chal. You have to give her a get, just that you don't have to pay the ksuba. And the Mishnah says, "Hamikadish shtei noshim b'shavapruta." If a chosim goes to marry two wives at the same time with one shavapruta, or isha achas b'pochus m'shavapruta, whereas the chosim goes to marry one wife and he gives her less than a shavapruta, so pshita the kedushin in both cases is not chal. Now the Mishnah is teaching us, "Afa pisha sholach sav loynis liachem mikan," even though he sends her presents later on, still we.